AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Los Angeles County says it has surpassed 10,000 coronavirus deaths. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, says there's a new wrinkle in the virus fight.
This new variant, this new strain that we've identified, obviously, from the United Kingdom, some other parts of the globe, identified in Colorado yesterday, has been identified here in the state of California, in Southern California.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's no surprise the variant reached the U.S.
They make a living out of mutating. They love to mutate. The more you replicate, the more you mutate. So when you have a lot of virus that's circulating in the community, it means it's infecting a lot of people. It's replicating a lot, and when you replicate, you mutate.
Fauci says he doesn't expect this variant of the virus to be more powerful. No vote in the Senate on raising to $2,000 the checks going out to Americans as part of a coronavirus economic stimulus bill. The amount remains at $600. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate would consider helping specific struggling Americans.
And what they will need is smart, targeted aid, not another fire hose of borrowed money that encompasses other people who are doing just fine.
President Trump was pushing for those bigger checks. Police in Wichita, Kansas say a man shot his estranged wife and killed his mother-in-law before he was shot and killed by a police officer. The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handing in numbers used for divvying up congressional seats. The state of New York is making an exception to its restrictions on large gatherings to allow about 6,700 fans to attend a Buffalo Bills home playoff game as long as everyone tests negative beforehand. Stocks eked out modest gains today, keeping the major stock indexes on Wall Street at or near record highs. This is AP News. A series of aftershocks shook Croatia a day after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake.
The strongest 4.7 magnitude tremor was recorded near the heavily damaged town of Petrinja, some 25 miles southeast of the capital Zagreb. Neven Pavkovic, a resident, said the aftershocks kept him awake. We had several earthquakes. We went inside the house just to check whether there was more damage. It was a heavy night. I slept maybe half an hour. In the hard-hit village of Majské Polínie, where five people died, a little boy could be seen sleeping in a van on the chilly morning. Croatia's president, Zoran Milanovic, told the day after the quake hit, "There is no Majské Polínie, Zagreb or Gdynia problem now. What there is all of us together, with the same right to a new beginning." Sobbing villagers said they received blankets, food and other aid, but don't know what they will do next. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Trump administration imposed sanctions on the Venezuelan judge and prosecutor behind the conviction on corruption charges of six American oil executives. Ed Donahue, AP News.